Probably. All you really need to hear before deciding whether you want to see Dickens' Christmas Carol at the Hatbox is this.
Bah! Humbug!
The good bah humbug goes a long way, and actor Eric Hodges nails it. Scrooge director Andrew Pinard says theatergoers will find this version of the Dickens classic to be a little less magical fantasy, a little more nightmarish bad dream.
We want the audience to kind of be uncertain whether this is actually happening to Scrooge or if it is all really inside his fevered, tortured mind.
At the Winnipesaukee Playhouse, this weekend only, Education Department Director Timothy Lukuye brings a Japanese folktale, The Boy Who Drew Cats, to the stage.
It's essentially about people who can't or don't follow traditional paths. And there's this really strong sort of allegorical message of the thing that makes you special is the thing that is your strength.
And starting next weekend at the Winnipesaukee Playhouse, artistic director Neil Pankhurst, following the more English holiday tradition, has adapted a pantomime incarnation of Jack and the Beanstalk.
I think that when you say pantomime, in this country, people sort of think of French people in white and black striped shirts with white faces pretending they're inside a box or something. And that's not what this is in the slightest. This is a story with full dialogue, singing, dancing, bright colors, bright scenery, hugely bright costumes and zaniness.
Opening this Wednesday, December 7th, the Peterborough Players have David Sedaris's Santaland Diaries, starring Craig Swartz and directed by Gus Kaikkonen.
It's about David's experience when he was an actor of a certain age in New York City and applied for a job as an elf at Macy's.
Today, I worked as an exit elf, telling people in a loud voice, "This way out of Santaland."
Kaikkonen says this will be the first time in 83 years that the Peterborough Players are venturing into the bleak, cold, Iceman cometh-y territory of a winter season. Fears about storms and blizzards canceling performances have been overcome by both popular and local business demand.
Honestly, some of the local business people here noticed how much their businesses improve when the Players is in operation.
For links to all the shows and some other recommendations for theater this month in New Hampshire, visit our website. And for NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.